Hello and welcome back to the Audio DT with Reb T, the Audio Dvar Torah with Reb T, the show where we talk a few minutes on the Parsha of the week with a few practical lessons to keep. We are in Tzav, we are starting to get into the height and the momentum of the Karbanos, which can feel very esoteric, could feel very technical, and can feel very detail-oriented and hard to relate to, but maybe now that we're talking about the Karbanos, we should be Zocha to see it in action. Hopefully, Hashem lets Mashiach come with Eliyahu coming beforehand with the craziness around us. Maybe we're meant to learn about the Karbanos so we could do it in practice. B'mhera v'yameinu. So we're looking at Perek Vav, chapter 6. We are looking in Pasuk Bet. It's talking that Moshe was being talked to by Hashem and then was commanding Aaron and his sons, talking about the law of the burnt offering. And it says in the Pasuk, it says, Zos Torah Sa'ola, this is the law of the Ola. Hi Ha'ola al Mokta al Mizbeach, this is the burnt offering which burns on the altar. On the Mizbeach, Kol Halayla, all night, Ad HaBoker, until the morning, Ve'esh HaMizbeach, Tukat Bo, and the fire of the altar shall burn in it. So immediately, this is picked up by the Rambam, and then we'll talk about Pirkei Avos in a minute. So the Rambam talks about, and this is from Chabad.org, that the location of the altar of the Mizbeach is very exactly defined, and it is never to be changed. It is a commonly held tradition that the place where Dovin and Shlomo built the altar, built the Mizbeach, on the threshing floor of Aravna, is the very place where Avram built an altar, a Mizbeach, and bound Yitzchak upon it. This is where Noach built a Mizbeach when he came out of the ark. This is where Cain and Evel brought their offerings. This is where Adam, Harishon, the first man, offered a carbon, a sacrifice, when he was created. And it is from the earth of this place that he was created. Thus the sages have said, man was formed from the place of his atonement. So the Makom HaMikdash is not just special, because that's where Hashem chose. Not just special, that's where he put the Kodesh HaGadash and where he decided to get it. It's not even just from David when he bought it for the price that he paid and Shlomo built it, but it really goes back many, many years, a set tradition of a set place and a very specific place that has very inherent holiness. And then also the Pirkei Avos in 5.5 in Hey Hey, the wonderful Sefer Pirkei Avos, we have a whole show about it, the PAL with Reb T. So here it talks about the 10 miracles performed for the forefathers in the holy temple. No woman ever miscarried because of the smell of the holy meat. The holy meat never spoiled. Never was a fly seen in the slaughterhouse. Never did the high priest have an accidental discharge on Yom Kippur. The rains did not extinguish the wood fire burning upon the altar. The wind did not prevail over the column of smoke rising from the altar. No disqualifying problem was ever discovered in the Omer offering, the two loaves, or the showbread. They stood crowded but had ample space in which to prostrate themselves. Never did a snake or scorpion cause injury in Yerushalayim, and no man ever said to his fellow, my lodging in Yerushalayim is too cramped for me. We talked about this on the show also a few days ago, but here's the idea of miracles. A lot of people think, miracles are from the olden days. Miracles are these supernatural, super crazy occurrences that are magnanimous, that are huge, that are crazy. But that's not really what it is. And that's one thing we're going to talk about. And also the idea of a makom kavua, a set place. You know, God willing, when we're zocha to go back to shul, everyone tries to have a makom kavua. It's important to have a set place where you daven, a set place where you learn, a set place where you take care of things. I like to have a set place at the table for my wife as well, and God willing, for the kids as they get older, because it makes kavias, it makes a set thing, it makes something more permanent. When you put yourself in a certain place, it gives a mindset and it gives you a connection, hopefully to what you do and hopefully to how you learn and hopefully how you daven to Hashem. And if you have a set place for work also, it gives you a set mindset, lahavdu, of putting yourself in the mindset. That's why I go work. When I work remotely, I work upstairs in a set mindset and a set place of the attic. So that's the thing about kavias. And if you have a makom kavua, you have a place in your house to learn, you have a place in your house to daven when we can't make it out to shul, and when you make it out to shul once this whole thing will come over, God willing. You have a set place in shul. You should have a set place for different things. And also when it comes to organization, putting our sfarim in a nice place, in nice bookshelves and nice shelves, and putting our candles away in different places, and putting our Shabbos items special in separate areas. Because kavias, when you put yourself in special things, when you have special areas and special places, it gives a kavias, it gives a permanence, and it gives a respect to different things. And it gives a certain outlook and a certain approach to things, how you think about Hashem, how you relate to Hashem, especially in Torah and mitzvahs. And hopefully we have special areas for our tefillin and special areas for our talisim, because things that are set for a reason. And just as Hashem made the Beis Hamikdash on a much, much more grand level, He set the place for many, 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 many moons ago, all the way from the beginning by Adam, He said that so too on our minuscule place, we should have a set place for our davening, set place for our learning, set places for all our things that relate to mitzvos and kedusha. That's number one. Number two, when it comes to the idea of miracles, really everything in our life, everything that is around us, everything that ever happens is a miracle. If you have any children or have ever seen children, the whole idea of pregnancy, the whole idea of childbirth is a crazy miracle to begin with. Every breath we take, every system in our whole body is a whole miracle. If anything was like even one pH level off, or any micro cell or anything, the fact that a tiny, tiny minuscule, not seen to the eye virus can wreak havoc on the entire world is, of course, shown that it's a huge miracle in a sad way by Hashem, because everything is determined by Hashem. Everything comes from Hashem. But we shouldn't think of just the supernatural, the super magnanimous things that are around there, but every little thing, just being able to wake up every day, just being able to have children and have a wife and have a house and a home and to have a car, everything that's given to us is really a miracle. If you look for miraculous things, you will see it. We're reading a book called Living Emuna, my wife and I, where we learn to see Emuna and live Emuna, live Bitachon. One of the chapters talks about looking for the hand of Hashem and recording it. If you look for Hashem in your life, you will find Him. If you look for different instances, you look for different occurrences, you look for different ideas and look for different hashkacha, Hashem will be there. Hashem is always around. You just have to look for Him. You search for Him. You will find Him. You will see Him. The whole idea of this virus, I keep saying to my wife and to everybody, if this happened 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, it would be a much, much worse situation. The medicine back then is not what it is today. The hospitals today are not what they are, not what they were back then. And the different situations are not. The whole idea of technology, the smartphone, as Rabbi Eli said from Rashid today, the whole idea of Zoom was probably invented just so all of us can have shiurim and can have concerts, because b'shvil Yisrael nikkurashis, b'shvil Torah nikkurashis. Everything in the world was really created for us to use to serve Hashem, to daven to Him better, to learn with Him better, to learn Torah better. The whole Zoom is a crazy concept. I didn't even know about it till a little while ago, and I think it's a fantastic idea, an amazing idea. It keeps us connected even in such crazy times. It keeps us sane in insane places and insane times. They'd be able to have concerts with people from around the world, to be able to have shiurim with people from around the world, people to have lectures, be able to connect with people from all around the world on this device is fascinating and miraculous, no less than anything else out there. Everything that's created, everything that's made is really a miracle from Hashem. The idea is to look for Hashem every day and you will find Him, and to think about Hashem every day, you will find Him. If you look for hashkacha, you look for different things, the fact that you went out to park your car and it needed 50 cents and you just happened to have 50 cents in your pocket, there's no such thing as just happened. Hashem ordained that exactly for that to be. The fact that you happened to be on the last flight back to Eretz Yisrael before all the planes shut down, that's not just happened, that's Hashem guiding you. As Rabbi Rosner pointed out, then he was on the last flight out before the big hurricane a few years ago. Everything that happens is guided from Hashem, and we don't have to think about these crazy miracles that happen in the times of the Beis Hamikdash when there are miracles that happen every day, every second around us. We just have to look for it. We just have to open our eyes and see things around us. So again, first of all, make your kavias, make your permanence, just as Hashem made the site of the temple permanent and made it a set structure all the way back from man, from Adam, and went through the ages until it was set in stone from David and Shlomo. So too, our areas, our life should have things set in stone where we daven, where we learn, and where we do all our things. And so too, also look for Hashem around you. There's miracles everywhere, every second. even though the times we live in are very difficult, if we look in the positive, we look in the optimistic, we look in the hopeful, then hopefully things will turn better and Mashiach will come speedily in our days. We could also look for the miracles around us, appreciate the miracles around us and our wives and our children and everything that we have, including the technology and the medicine of nowadays and the comforts that we have nowadays. And hopefully we'll be zoche to see Mashiach speedily in our days and all be reunited in person. B'mehera v'yameinu. Join us next time as we talk the Audio DT with Reb T.